residents in a rural area of Armagh are at breaking point. They say the Drumbee Breg Road has been flooded since the end of December, making it impassable and adding miles to their journeys. Despite attempts to get the problem fixed, they say no government department is willing to take responsibility. Teresa Coyle is a resident in the area. Sharon Hawkey is a local SDLP councillor. I've been speaking to them both, with Teresa telling me how bad the problem is.
For the past 8 weeks, the Drumbee Breg Road has become impossible. There's been floods on the road. Carers can't, these local elderly residents, carers face a roundabout trip to get to them. Postmen face a roundabout trip to get post delivered, and bin men face the same journey. Children are facing, to get children to school, it's an extra 3 mile journey. They have to go through floods on the road. In a 4x4 vehicle is the only way local children can get to school. And local farmers have lost land. The lands are saturated with water. One farmer in particular has lost 7 acres of land and has to make a 4 mile detour to get to his out farm, which is no good if he has a sick animal that needs attending to.
And can you describe what this road actually looks like?
It looks like a river, Stephen. There's actually a Facebook page, Drumbee Floods, that'll show you the pictures. And people have commented on it that it looks more like a river than a road.
And have none of the agencies cleared it? So no. Your brother's a mile up the road and you can't get to him through that road?
No, it takes me now a 4.5 mile detour to get to him.
And yet you're paying your taxes, you're paying your road tax, this is supposed to be sorted, it's not sorted. Sharon Hawkey...
We're paying high rates, Stephen, and local electorate ministers won't help us.
Sharon Hawkey, SDLP councillor for the area. What's going on here?
Stephen, the situation's got completely out of hand. This has been an ongoing problem for some time out in Drumbee Beg. Basically, there is a bog there, and the bog obviously is holding water, but it's at its highest levels that it's ever been, and it's spilling out onto the road, it's spilling out onto farmland, it's spilling out onto residents' gardens, and it's creating absolute havoc. And in Armagh Council, we have raised this time and time again, and there seems to be the department don't want to take any responsibility for it. And what we're asking for is the Department of Agriculture and the Department of Regional Development to sit down with Armagh Council and to come up with a scheme to really resolve this problem. It's absolutely ridiculous. Somebody is going to get hurt in this if this is allowed to continue.
I have seen this road. It is like a river. It is absolutely extraordinary that it is called a road. It's not a road anymore. This is a river. You could fish in it.
You can't.
Yeah, you really have to see it to believe it. You know, I went out with residents to view the road. You can't even walk through it now with wellies on you because it's now up higher than the level of your wellies. And I'm not just talking about, you know, a small section of the road is flooded. It's now into yards and it's continuing. The water is continuing to rise. I mean, the forecast for this week, it's going to only get worse for residents. And I feel, Patricia, and all the farming community out there, because they're paying very high rates as rural dwellers, and all they're getting back from the department is they don't want to know, that's not good enough.
That's not
the government working.
Is it not someone's ultimate responsibility to keep roads passable? You know, you're an elected representative, Sharon. You're saying that this road is dangerous. Teresa, you're a citizen in this country. You're paying your taxes. And they're giving you the brush off here.
So frustrating, Stephen. One is blaming the other. And all we want is somebody to sit down round the table with Armagh Council and sort this problem out.
And do you know why we're playing the magic roundabout music? Do you know why? Because
there is
a farce going on. An absolute farce being going on, and you're being taken for a ride, Teresa, by these local government institutions. Now, just listen to this. This is local government working for you. Just listen to this. Sharon Hawkey saying that this is dangerous. Teresa, you know, wanting to drive along a road that she's paying for. And here's what all of these institutions have actually said. Armagh Council has called on the Departments of Regional Development and Agriculture and Rural Development to cooperate in finding a solution. What does the Department for Agriculture and Rural Development say? Minister O'Neill has the utmost sympathy, but this is a disused water supply pipe that is the primary cause of the flooding. The Department of Agriculture and Rural Development Rivers Agency has no remit to become involved. So she pushes people like Teresa to where? Well, you might want to go to the DRD and Northern Ireland Water. Guess what they've done? They've given a joint statement. Clearly, they say this is a land drainage problem, and I've sought a meeting with the DARD Minister, Michelle O'Neill. So, DRD pushes it to Michelle O'Neill. Michelle O'Neill pushes it to DRD. NI Water decide they're going to issue a little joint statement with DRD. Armagh Council, they're calling on cooperation between all of them. Nothing happens. Absolutely zilch happens. They give people the runaround. Round and round in circles you go. Teresa, you're being taken for a ride. Just
I know
it. You are being taken for a ride.
I know, Stephen. It's so frustrating.
Pop up the music. This is what local government delivers. This is what they deliver. Well, there's actually a class issue here as well. Are you honestly telling me that if a road was like that on the Malone Road, if a road was like that on one of the main arterial routes, are you honestly telling me that it wouldn't be cleared?
Weeks ago. If this was in Belfast or some other big city, it would be sorted weeks ago. On the 31st of December, the road service put out a flood sign on the road. That flood sign is now stuck in the middle of the flood.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody comes along this road in the dark, they'll be in the middle of the flood mm-hmm. before they realise it's a flood.
And what are they going to do? Are they going to wait for something? Like that road is an absolute... I've just tweeted a picture of this road. I want you to go onto our Twitter feed and have a look at what is currently being called a road in Northern Ireland. And then these government departments who push the buck, they can't actually sit down and work this out together. So what their strategy clearly is to push the buck onto someone else. And someone else pushes it and it goes round and round in circles. Like, Sharon Hawke, are you not embarrassed to be in politics when you hear this?
Stephen, it is so frustrating. We have been fighting for this for well over a year. We had a meeting last summer out on the site. We had warned what the problems were going to be. The water was already rising there. And at that time, it was as just that music, a merry-go-round of one department pushing it on to another department. Mm-hmm. And the Minister of Agriculture has refused to meet with us even to discuss this. And to my mind, this is a rural issue. It's affecting rural dwellers. It's affecting farmers. The farmland is completely saturated from this water from the bog, and nobody wants to know about it. And that is where the problem is all coming from, is the fact that there's no water being drained from this bog. It's now spilling out onto the roads. God forbid, if a ball goes out, if children are playing with a ball and the ball goes out onto the road, these fields, they're going to run out to get their ball, and God knows what they're going to find themselves.
Well,
and this is a dangerous problem, and it's really not good enough. And, you know, you had mentioned there about it being a class issue and this wouldn't be allowed in the Malone Road.
There's no way it would. There's no way it would be allowed.
These residents are paying higher rates than people living in the towns, and they're not getting any services. And then whenever they find themselves in a problem, they have nobody to turn to. And it's very frustrating as a local councillor that local ministers will not even give us the courtesy of having a meeting to discuss this, just to get these statements back in writing.
All right. Well, look, Teresa, thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much indeed. Yes?
Can I just thank Sharon and Sharon High and Jim Spears and the rest of the councillors and Armagh Council that have been working hard with us to try to get this problem resolved.
Not a problem. Listen, Teresa, thank you. Sharon, thank you. Department for Agriculture and Rural Development, headed by Michelle O'Neill, Minister O'Neill. Investigations, she says, have been ongoing to establish whether Armagh City and District Council or Northern Ireland Water have responsibility for the redundant pipe. Northern Ireland Water, well, guess where they push it back on? They push it back on to Michelle O'Neill. Meanwhile, the citizen, she just sits with nothing happening. The minister's unable to commit any resources, says DARD, to resolving the flooding issue. This was explained when she declined an invitation to meet with Armagh City and District Council. So she's pushing it on the DRD. What did DRD do? Well, the minister there, the Regional Development Minister, Danny Kennedy, what's he do? Minister Kennedy says clearly this is a land drainage problem, and I've sought a meeting with Dard Minister Michelle O'Neill. Clearly it's a land drainage problem, he says. I've also asked my officials, says Minister Kennedy, to discuss this issue urgently with guess who? Dard! The very people who said it's not them. Minister Kennedy wants to now speak to Dard to explore how both departments can resolve the problem. In the meantime, Road Service has placed signage to warn road users about flooding. Our citizen here, Teresa, tells us that signage is now, that's supposed to warn you about you being in danger, that it is now flooding down the road. What an absolute farce. And has it been sorted out by our politicians? No. What happens is the people of that area, they get the merry-go-round. Well, since we tweeted the picture of that road, there have been some of you responding to it. You can see the picture of that road at Stephen Nolan. Peter Adams on Twitter says the locals will now need to buy boats. This is absolutely unreal, says Ryan Marshall this morning. This is not a road, says Amy Alexander. There's Billy B on Twitter. The only place that could be called a road is Venice. This is an absolute disgrace. This is not a road, says Brendan in Belfast. It is a river. This looks like a scenic waterway, says James Stewart on Twitter. This is absolutely ridiculous. And the point is this. You know, clearly that I'm pushing and pushing this morning. But please remember that by the time that those local citizens have come to the Nolan Show asking for help, they have gone around the government departments. They have asked our local devolved government for help. And what they got was nothing in return. They did not get the road fixed. And you're paying for one government department to go to the other and to go to the other. Now, since the Nolan Show became involved in this last week, guess what? Well, there's been a little development. Armagh City Council are now all of a sudden saying that they're so worried about the flooding situation on the Drumbee Beg Road that they've now asked the First and Deputy First Minister to step in. They say recent heavy rain has compounded the problem to the point where serious health concerns have become a reality. And they've now written to OFM, DFM for help. So that's what they've done. Their statement says, Council has agreed to take steps to encourage implementation of emergency planning activity to seek a method of pumping water away from properties most at risk as an interim measure while a more permanent solution is sought. It's recognised that this is a complex and difficult problem to resolve, and for this reason the Council has written to OFM, DFM to seek an urgent, joined up, permanent solution to the issue. All I would ask you to do is this. Have a look at that road. And if you're asking yourself how effective is local government, have a look at that road when those people needed them. You could fish in it.